thoughts and minds.
I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hanna.
You're eating.
They're feeding us, too.
Do you want me to talk?
I've never turned down a meal.
Even if it comes seconds before the microphones are going to be turned on.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
You know, the meal is at Medora, folks. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna, along with Steve Bach, and I'll talk since Steve's still working on his yogurt.
Hey, it's healthy. It's yogurt. And
we are live from North Dakota's number one tourist destination, Medora. Explore it. Adore it.
Medora.
It's a normal or nuts Friday, and
Pitchfork fondue tonight. If you haven't eaten the pitchfork fondue, you're nuts.
Now I'm going to agree with you. If you've not been to the pitchfork fondue, if you've not been to the musical, if you've not been to Medora, and you're a North Dakotan, you're nuts.
Yeah.
I really believe that, and you can.
I'm a firm believer of we tend as a society overlook what's in our own backyard. Everybody gets enamored with taking a big trip in the summer, going far-flung places that seem a little bit more exotic, but appreciate what's in your backyard. You know, I lived in Portland, Oregon. Did I get up on Mount Hood skiing enough? Absolutely not. If you live in Spearfish or Rapid City, how often do you go to the Black Hills? How often do you go and see the monument?
My wife
probably
has
probably not that often.
My wife has a cousin who's a pharmacist in Bismarck. Kirsten Herlickson's her name, and her mom and Kirsten, her mom's Irene. We had dinner with them last night in Bismarck, and we're talking about we're coming out to Medora. Now they've been on all these just exactly to your point. They've been to Paris and Moscow and Rome, and they've done all this wonderful travel, and have not been to Medora. And I said, well, why?
Exactly.
And I don't know. I guess we just never. And especially, wherever you're at, really, it's worth the drive. I've been bit by the Medora bug years ago. I think my first time out here was 10, 12 years ago.
It's just in our backyard. Enjoy it.
It is. And our now youngest Haley, who's 10, she was I think 4 when she first went on stage in Medora, and really was sort of smitten with the whole idea of theater, and really came to up close to the Burning Hills Singers, and to this day remembers it as one of her great memories. So it's family fun, it's wonderful, and whether you're a golfer, the course here is just legendary. It's only 9 years old, but it's
that's the beauty of the musical though too, is they do have that new start time, which everybody needs to know about. 7:30 is the new start time.
It is
7:30 Mountain Time, and they also have at 7:10 or 7:15, I believe. The opportunity for the kids to get involved and get up on the stage and be interactive with that too. So that's where the kids get the bug from that, and they draw the kids in. It's a little kids presentation for the musical as well.
And Steve's right, it's earlier now, 7:30, and then of course they start the they have actually I always go for the pitchfork fondue.
Well, yeah.
Because a fried steak, what's not to love, right? And big baked potato. And but they've added now a cowboy cookout where you can go buffalo roast or herb roasted chicken or the barbecue ribs. So you want to go a tad healthier, you can. Anyway, those start at 5:30. That's a new time as well. So that goes 5:30 to 6:45, 7:30 the musical now. But whatever you love to do out here.
Everything just slid up an hour.
The one thing I will say is there used to be a rap on Medora that, the accommodations aren't that great. You're really roughing it. Well, for one, the Rough Riders Hotel is new now, and they have 68 guest rooms. It's just beautiful, a conference center, completely renovated, as nice as any hotel you'll stay in, as well as the Badlands and other locations as well. So they're just, what's not to love? Come see it. We're going to tell you all about it. Teddy Roosevelt's going to be on the program today.
Absolutely. I am jacked for that.
A real live conversation with a guy that does a world-class reprisal of Teddy Roosevelt daily here at Medora, which is great. We're going to talk with folks from the Family Fun Center. That's new, and a couple members of the Medora musical cast. In the meantime, we want to know what's on your mind. And you can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We've already thrown out one normal or nuts, and that is if you've not been to Medora, you're nuts. And if you disagree with us, you can tell us why. A couple others. One, Steve, you're going to go first. You go first. I have one. It's tied into tourism. And tied into great things in North Dakota, but I'm so afraid I'm going to get...
We've already discussed that, though, and I'm a little biased on that, and I'll share with the rest of our statewide listeners on why I'm biased on your little normal or nuts. But as far as mine, there's a brand-new study out that says that we should tax foods and high calories.
Tax.
Foods.
And anything with high calories.
High calories.
More so taxes. So
if it's 100 calories, you're going to pay this. If it's 200 calories, you're going to pay this. If it's 1,000 calories, you're going to pay this.
So it's a sin tax,
well, yeah,
basically.
It's a sin tax for food. And the guise behind it is to prevent more people from eating them, Also, junk food will soon be gone from a lot of schools' vending machines. These are ideas, normal or nuts.
What do you think?
I understand the premise behind it, but it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Any new tax is nuts, if you ask me.
You look at what's going on in New York with the serving size on. You know what? It's not the government's job. You know, earlier this week, obesity was just.
Is obesity a problem?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Obesity was just deemed to be a disease by the Food and Drug Administration.
And you agree?
And yes, I do.
But you're not blaming.
But it's a self-imposed disease.
Exactly. It's self-discipline.
You need to look at what your lifestyle is, what you do. It's about taking personal responsibility and then deciding what's good for you. You know, you look at, I'm not going to pick on poor people, but there's a large
segment. I am one.
We all are. We're in radio. There's a large segment of society that is deemed obese by the standards that they have set out that are lower income. Why? Well, look at the cheap foods. It's not always about the candy bars, the chips, or the pops. You look at the pastas and things of that nature. They're cheap. Pasta's cheap. That's probably the cheapest food you could feed your family with if you're on a very tight budget or very fixed income. Now, when I was a college student, I lived on ramen noodles. Paid for it later, too. But it's cheap food. Should it be the only food or staple in your diet? Absolutely not. And you're going to start taxing people on that. When you start looking at taxing by calories, sure, is a steak a high-calorie food? You darn right it is. But look at the protein content in there. Is it better for you than eating a box of pasta? Absolutely.
So what's the question here? Are you normal or are you nuts by thinking that obesity is a problem but we shouldn't tax it?
No, are you normal or nuts thinking that you should be taxing foods because of their calorie content? That's nuts.
I agree.
That's insane.
By the way, speaking of nuts, there's also a poll on these limits on soft drink sizes, you know, the New York rule. And 69% to 30% folks say they would oppose a law that limits the size of soft drinks and other sugary beverages served in restaurants to no more than 16
ounces. Scott, what's in your hand right now?
A Diet Coke.
Exactly. And it's a can.
Yeah.
It's 12 ounces.
Right.
How many of those will you have over the course of a show today?
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's so stupid. Normally,
if you had
probably
one,
three or four of those.
If you had one big one,
yeah,
you'd have one. If you'd
have... It's so dumb. It's unbelievable. I want to find the 30%.
I think it's
a good idea.
I will say this.
That's who's nuts.
There's something to be said about serving sizes, especially in restaurants. I like to bring food home. If I go out to eat to a fancy restaurant, I'm not going to finish it. I like the value for what I'm paying. You know, does it make more sense to charge less and serve less? We've kind of gotten into the rut of, well, serve more, charge more. That's kind of just the growth where industry is. But I will say this about serving sizes. Norway is the leanest, fittest country in the world. Only 5.8% of Norwegian women are obese, compared to 35.3% of American women are deemed obese. Norway has one of the lowest diabetes rates of any Western country, and just 3.6%. That's low. That's extremely low, and that's healthy. Here's why, though. They're equating it to people eat locally grown or caught food. It's not processed. Portion size are smaller in the restaurants.
Well, the bottom line is that the portion sizes are smaller in the restaurants probably because they're demanding less. Again,
here's the biggest part.
Everything's supersized. We want more.
Here is the biggest part. They walk, bike, or jog everywhere. They're an active society. They get exercise. They don't sit and watch Xbox. They're skiing. They're biking. They're doing everything they can.
Let's get Brian and Dickinson in on this issue. Brian, you're up. What's on your mind?
Well, just listening to you guys talk about this, and I listened to your show yesterday as well. One of you mentioned about people who have these agendas, and that is so true. You know, you have an agenda, and they chip away at it. And I think that's a very accurate statement. You know, I think about the smoking laws in North Dakota. And while many people may not necessarily like smoke or want to be around it, I still to this day cannot believe that we can't let a bar or a hospitality group such as a hotel or whatever allow or decide whether they want to have smoking on their property. It's the same thing as Steve was just saying with these bans. Where does it end? You may, maybe you don't like smoke. Maybe I'm not obese, but you know what? Why I can't believe we're allowing the government, be it New York or wherever, to make these laws. In many cases, that without even a vote of the people. It's a slippery slope that we're on, and if you think it's going to stop with smoking or anything else, it ain't, folks. It's going to continue on, and you know what? Eventually it's going to get to something that may affect you. Maybe we do need to control all of this stuff to keep healthcare costs down and stuff. But you
Thanks, Brian. Good points. Appreciate your call. We're up against the break. Tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. What's normal? What's nuts? We want to know. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hill, and more coming up.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We're live in Medora, North Dakota's number one vacation destination. And we're going to be chatting with Teddy Roosevelt a little later on in the program. So this is great fun. Hey, it's a Friday edition of the program. We always throw out a couple of normal or nuts questions, and we got one on the table right now. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. Here's some of your answers to this question on our Facebook page. Let's see here. Clayton says, hey, that's nuts. Won't stop anything, and it isn't the government's place to tell you what to eat. Look at the new regs being proposed by the USDA for the school lunch program. Overreach. Robert, sorry then?
They starved our kids. You look at a farm kid that works on the farm or farmer ranch, has football practice or basketball practice, volleyball practice, and with the guidelines that the school lunch programs that try to throw down their throats, or actually not throw down their throats because they wouldn't feed the kids. They were starving the kids.
Bob says the next idea from the food Nazis will be for the government to come over into our homes and tell us what to make for meals. And we'll have to fill out paperwork and send in. Cambridge says the junk food out of schools is good. Too bad the local school boards ever allowed it. Debbie says taxing the heck out of something doesn't make it any more healthy, safe, or wise. It's just another revenue for wasteful government spending. Liberal logic at play there. Heidi says it's not for the government to decide. Parents should be better and mentor their children and model good habits. It all starts at home. Question we have asked today on the program is whether or not you think it's a good idea to tax high-calorie items. That's suggestion in a new nutty study. All right, Larry and Fargo, you're next. What's on your mind at 800-228-0550? Roll, Larry.
Guys, obesity isn't going to be a problem. By the time Obama, the Marxist Democrats, and the rhinos are through, we're going to be lucky if we can keep enough food in our bellies to stay alive. That's not funny. That's dead serious. They aren't going to be happy till we're all living in the misery of a communist workers' paradise.
So obesity isn't a problem. Quit worrying about it.
It isn't going to be a problem. Our problem is going to be getting enough food to stay alive.
I mean, when do you think you'll have a legitimate worry about having enough food to stay alive? What? How far down
I'm not sure exactly what Obama and the Marxist Democrats' timetable is, but as long as they're, you know, rhino Republicans keep going along with them, we're doomed.
All right. Larry, thanks for the call. Larry's in the doom and gloom mode this morning, folks. Anybody else with him? You tell us whether he's normal or nuts, thinking that obesity soon won't be a problem because we'll be starved. Now, I'm not one to advocate for more government spending, generally.
No.
Quite honestly, that's one of the reasons I think this idea of taxing high-calorie foods is dumb, because it's just more money for government. It's the same reason I think the Internet tax is a bad idea, because it's more money for government, right? I mean, who pays? I just think that the idea of higher taxes than anything generally is a bad idea. However, we're living history today in Maduro, right? We're going to talk a lot about Maduro on the program today. Lawrence Welk is a piece of North Dakota history, and his farmstead is for sale in Strasburg. The Historical Society is currently pondering whether or not to purchase it. They actually will meet on July 12th and decide whether to spend $100,000 on a six-acre parcel that includes the home where Lawrence Welk and his seven siblings were born. It's still owned, evidently, by the family. It includes a barn, summer kitchen, granary, buggy house, blacksmith shop, and outhouse. I think that's a wise purchase for the State Historical Society.
For $100,000 and 6 acres, I might buy it.
For North Dakota. Well, you know, I mean, now, I think the argument is, do people even know who he is? Associated Press story says, the State Historical Society of North Dakota considering buying the boyhood home of Lawrence Welk, though some worry the farmstead may not draw many tourists because most of the famed champagne music band leaders fans have died or will do soon. I mean, you could make that argument about anything in history, right? I mean, nobody knows who he is, so why preserve history? You know, Teddy Roosevelt died a long time ago. That's kind of crazy.
It's part of North Dakota. If you walk the halls of the Capitol, guess what? You'll see Lawrence Welk's picture up there. Now, I'm a little biased, and I'm going to say you're not nuts on this. Federal government paying this? No. Historical Society, this is right up their alley. Private funds, great. If you can do a county historical society, tie it in with something like that, awesome. I think that's a great idea. But I'm a little biased when it comes to Lawrence Welk, because my grandmother, who raised me, was actually, she was a chauffeur for the Navy during World War II. So she knew the Jerry Colonnas and the Bob Hopes and all those folks. Lawrence Welk actually offered her the job as the bubble lady. And I may not be sitting here today if she would have taken that job. But
that's pretty cool. Let's go to Dan at Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. We'll welcome your calls, questions, comments on any of these topics or anything else today. Go ahead, Dan.
That food deal in Norway, I'll tell you what, it may not be true in this case, but Norway and Sweden are very highly regulated societies. I've talked to people who have traveled there. I have a very good friend who was in Norway just a year or so ago. Hideously expensive by our standards. Limited choices in the what we would consider the private sector. But let me paraphrase a famous writer who said, "The law will never make men free. It is we who have got to make the law free." and I think about health laws, it kind of could be paraphrased to fit that as well. The government will never make us healthy, then you take it from there.
Well, I completely agree with you. And I think the reason the folks in Norway are more healthy, it sounds to me like they're just making better decisions, right? I don't think it's... portion size is probably smaller because, but I agree with you. They probably more government than we'd like over here. But
well, the key in that
more
is
about good decisions.
They're active.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it sounds like their habits. They're making some choices.
We've got generations that have sat on the couch and played Xbox.
I'm with you, Dan, though. No law is going to fix this. It's crazy. You got to make a personal decision. Appreciate the call. Jeff Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank
Everybody
you.
Forgetting what our government is about. It was about one thing. It's not a democracy. It's a republic. And a republic is about individual liberties, freedoms, and choices. And the more the government keeps taking those liberties and choices away, the faster we can count our republic. Now, I want to say one real quick thing about immigration. Mr. Hoven and Ms. Heitkamp need to go. Basically, what they're doing is destroying this country with this immigration bill. Immigration made this country, but immigration is going to destroy it right now. And we're going to be able to see if Mr. Cramer is a true conservative or if he's a rhino like Mr. Holden.
Well, I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt on that, but we do need to address immigration in some way, shape, or form, at least identifying the individuals that are here in this country illegally.
By the way, it did pass in the Senate yesterday, so obviously that's what he's talking about in the votes there. We are efforting a member of Congress to talk about what will happen on the House side coming up on that issue and might possibly. We actually had Paul Ryan scheduled, and he was unable to keep his commitment. They have to reschedule for next week, but we're trying for somebody else. Might be having somebody join us next hour just to talk about exactly that point, Jeff, what will happen over in the House side, okay?
With immigration, there's no, the emergency. It's to secure in the borders. You got people being shot down on the borders. You got the drug trafficking. You got young girls being put into prostitution and everything else. That's the emergency. We can do reform later. And Mr. Cramer said on the show one day that we need to do reform because of getting educated people in here, doctors, whatever. Well,
that's legal immigration.
Yeah, that's legal immigration, Jeff. And thanks for the phone call. We do need to secure the borders. You know, keep our house secure.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I'm Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
At Zimmerman's.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've never had the opportunity to interview Teddy Roosevelt before. I don't know about you, Steve.
Very nice.
That's worth a trip to Midori just to do
this.
Not
every day we have a president on the show.
Yeah, exactly right. We are live in Midori, North Dakota, North Dakota's number one tourism spot, and Teddy's here. Old bully himself.
Mr. President, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Top of the morning, gentlemen. Welcome to Medora, and my friends call me Colonel, and I do consider you my friends.
So, thank you, Colonel.
What do you love about North Dakota, Teddy?
Well, of course, it was here as a young man that I had a great adventure. It was like living in the hero land of which I'd read as a youth. It was here that I ranched and became as hard and as brown as a hickory nut. And, of course, here as well that I healed from a terrible family tragedy and then returned back to be a man in the arena in New York and eventually in Washington, D.C. But I am a bit concerned. I understood during this previous segment the question of taxing high-caloric food was approached. I do share with you if such a tax were adopted, I would be hard-pressed, and William Howard Taft would be in the poorhouse.
I love it. Now, you converse with folks here in Medora every afternoon, right?
At 3:30 in the afternoon, we break for the Sabbath on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday at 3:30 Mountain Time, the beautiful old Town Hall Theater, a fine historic building, and the audiences are delightful from here in North Dakota, indeed from throughout the country and throughout the world. And I entertain with stories of my youth in New York, my adventures here as a cattle ranch man, and of course then the war in Cuba and the battles with Congress, the hunting in Africa with my son Kermit, on and on. Unfortunately, we're limited to an hour. My friends tell me it took me 3 hours to tell the story of San Juan Hill. But we do have a delightful time, and in honor of the fact that I was the first president to make permanent office space available at the White House for members of the press, something that I'm sure many of my successors deeply regret, we take questions. I take questions and comments from the audience, and that's where often the conversation not only deals with the historical record, my family, but also with current issues as well.
Tell us about some of your adventures. How did you find this part of the world?
Well, indeed, it's interesting that both myself and the Marquis de Moore, being in New York at the time, the Marquis having married the daughter of a wealthy New York banker, both of us were enticed here by Commander Gorringe, a retired naval commander who had purchased the old army cantonment from which the army had protected the railroad workers. It was the commander's intention in his retirement to make of the old cantonment a dude ranch, and that gentlemen from the East and from Europe would come and hunt the game of the Badlands, which at that time was still prolific. And while Commander Gorringe did not make the initial trip, I came to hunt the bison bull before the species became extinct in 1883. And Joe Ferris and I were successful after a calamitous adventure, and I do understand. Some wonder if there's a contradiction between being a hunter and a conservation. Of course, properly done, there is no such contradiction. But in hunting this bison bull before they became extinct, Oh, I did make up for it as president. We founded the North American Bison Society and propagated the species at the Bronx Botanical Zoo in the Bronx Botanical Garden, feeding them the grasses there, and then sent train cars back here to the west. And today, if you listen to the bison here at Theodore Roosevelt National Park, if you listen very closely, you can hear that those bison speak with a distinct Bronx accent.
I saw some last night, young and old, in a drive-through the park that named after you.
Delightful.
Yes. Wonderful. It was on the bucket list, and we got it done last night. Sunset Drive through Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
Tremendous. Now, as I do, a part of what we've got with the problem of obesity, there's something that the clinicians are discussing and environmentalists, outdoors people are discussing, an outdoor deficiency syndrome. Our children are not getting outdoors and hiking and playing. And if they did so, they would burn the calories that they ingest. And so I do advocate that if visitors come to the national park as they do, I understand, under time constraints, driving and seeing the wonderful vistas, but the favor to do to ourselves, and especially for our children and grandchildren, is to get out into the wild places and show them that they've got the right stuff in them.
Now, you came here, obviously, as a avid sportsman to explore the great outdoors, but you also came to for some mental health reasons, too, right? I mean, North Dakota helped clear your head a little bit.
Well, indeed. I alluded earlier, a story that I rarely told during my lifetime, for I believed in putting sad things behind one. But on Valentine's Day, February 14, 1884, I lost my wife and my widowed mother to two different diseases beneath the same roof in our New York City home. And after finishing my duties in the legislative session in Albany and attending my first Republican National Convention in Chicago, I came here to the Badlands, where the previous fall, in the after-excitement of that successful bison hunt, I'd purchased the old Chimney Butte Ranch south of present-day Medora. The Maltese Cross was our brand, and that cabin now stands here at the Visitor's Center. And I did heal. As your listeners know, there's nothing so good for the inside of a man or a woman as the outside of a horse. And riding my horse Manitou through the Badlands, across the buttes and through the coulees, and hunting in the regions beyond, eventually sadness healed. But I do share with you, taking those questions from the audience, the other day a bright young lady, she stood up and she said, Colonel Roosevelt, I'm a psychiatrist, and my study of your life leads me to the conclusion that you were bipolar. I said, Madam, when I was hunting in Africa, Admiral Perry sent me a note that he'd made the North Pole. I was really more of an equatorial man. Bully.
Oh, I love it. The Teddy Roosevelt Show, by the way, is every weekday, every day, actually, except Sunday.
And I do so enjoy it, and we do so many very other things in the community. I'll be with the Bismarck Westerners in the month of August, as I was this week with the Bismarck Rotary Club. So if your listeners would like to have a visit from Theodore Roosevelt as a goodwill ambassador on behalf of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, I would just ask them to call 1-800-MEDORA-1. Or visit the website. Imagine what I would have gotten done with the Internet if I had that when I was the president. www.medora.com.
Colonel, you do an extensive amount of traveling. Where do your travels take you these days?
Well, it's hard to hit a moving target. I, of course, love my beloved Adirondack State Park in upstate New York. That's where I will rush as soon as the season in Medora is over. But this coming year, I'm hoping to actually do some work in Panama as we celebrate the centennial of that most important work done by the Roosevelt administration, the digging of the great ditch across the isthmus. But I travel all 50 states, and if your listeners, again, for whom I've dressed up this morning, as you can see,
yes,
if they would like to visit my website, teddyrooseveltshow.com, they can see the extensive itinerary that I keep. It's hard to hit a moving target.
President Roosevelt, sharp cut of a man this morning.
And you're looking fine as toad's hair as well. And if I may, Mr. Barkin, while we're on the air, I'd like to congratulate you for your perspective on energy. You know, on July 4th, 1886, I made my speech in Dickinson. I said I like big fields, big mountains, big prairies, big steamboats, and indeed big oil fields, as long as they are done with consideration for environmental issues. And of course, Mr. Hannon, I do hope that your common sense will be like a flintstone igniting a prairie fire of reform across this country, much needed in these days.
Concerning energy, how do you think we're doing as a state of North Dakota? Are we being good stewards of the land when it comes to what we're doing with our oil resources here?
Well, I think it's very important. I like to row boats rather to sail them. But in sailing, there was always a good lesson. It's okay to tack as long as you understand which port you're headed for. And I think as much of the development is new, some mistakes will be made and need to be corrected along the way. Infrastructure, of course, the most important thing to be considered. But I commend the state legislature and Governor Dalrymple on, in so many cases, I think, doing the right thing to provide for the fact that we need to leave our campground cleaner than we found it, and that our children and our children's children will not think highly of us if we do not do so.
You mentioned Panama as one of the Roosevelt administration's greatest accomplishments. How about national parks?
Well, indeed, it's interesting that I'm given so much credit for the national parks. The first was Yellowstone in 1872 under President Grant. There were five when I became president, and I doubled them to the number 10. Only three of which remain as national parks, Mesa Verde in Colorado, Wind Cave in South Dakota, and Crater Lake in Oregon. Platte National Park in Oklahoma has become Chickasaw National Recreation Area. And here in North Dakota, Sully's Hill was a national park. It reverted to be a national wildlife refuge nearby Devil's Lake. But the credit for the parks goes to the American people that forced Congress to do the right thing. For I could not name a national park without legislation being approved by Congress. So, for example, there are today many national parks that had their origin as national monuments during my administration, using the powers of the Monuments and Antiquities Act, and I did so with the Grand Canyon. Imagine what a crime that would be if it were a giant copper mining operation. And now I understand the viewpoints of several of your listeners as I listen to the program Traveling the State, and I'm familiar with the opinions that Mr. Beck and Judge Napolitano have with regards to my legacy, but I've challenged each of those men to either debate or wrestle. I'm confident I can win any contest with those men.
I think you could.
I do think that with regards to the legacy of the National Parks and the National Monuments Act, one must act within the constraints of the Constitution, but there's a power inherent in the executive to do the right thing.
I believe we have a caller for you, Mr. President. Teddy has a question for you.
Wonderful. Good morning, Teddy.
Teddy for Teddy?
Do we have a question from Teddy?
Or just T for two?
Mr.
Hannon.
I have a question for you. 150th birthday celebration at the White House.
Oh, if I may.
You were back at the White House with the 43rd president.
And much like the Rough Rider Hotel, I like what they've done with the place. We renovated the White House.
After those Canadians burned it down and we had to remodel, right?
Spruce it up a little bit.
We had a wonderful time celebrating my birthday. And, of course, it was delightful that it really was a celebration of North Dakota life as well. Many of the other entertainers and lecturers are speaking or singing about North Dakota. It was a delightful time. And, of course, I think so very highly of President and Mrs. Bush, the legacy that they've left. And, that particular performance is on that website previously mentioned, TeddyRooseveltShow.com.
I've seen your Nobel Peace Prize there in the Roosevelt Room.
And I wonder if you saw...
You should get that back, maybe.
Well, I wonder if you saw... Of course, it was given to me posthumously, the Medal of Honor, the Nobel Peace Prize given to me during my lifetime. I went to Europe to accept it after the hunting safari in Africa. But posthumously, I do believe the record was set straight, and I was awarded my Medal of Honor. So that now, when foreign dignitaries and heads of state visit the president and the president's staff, before they're seen by the public in the Oval Office, they're met with in the Roosevelt Room. Yeah. And there they can see that we are a nation of peace, but we are a nation that believes in a righteous peace. For peace is a goddess who comes with sword girt on thigh.
I love it.
Which one do you consider more inherent to your legacy? Which do you value more?
Oh, of those two awards.
Or the Medal of Honor?
Well, I do believe that as we've seen the Peace Prize become subject to modern European politics and anti-American judgment, I do believe that the Medal of Honor is, of course, a much higher distinction. I, having met so many brave men from the Civil War and from the war in Cuba and the Philippines who earned that distinction.
Bully,
thank you, Colonel.
Bully.
Delightful.
Colonel.
Tremendous to see you, gentlemen. I wish you all the best.
Check them out 3:30 in the afternoon, Monday through Saturday, right here in Medora, folks.
When Nessa Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-bet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
first off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesset Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nessetconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you, 866-859-2193, or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Our picture with Teddy Roosevelt up on the What's On Your Mind Facebook page now.
Not often we get a picture with the president. I like that.
Exactly right.
Especially one we like.
Temps around the region, Bismarck 70, Minot 72, Dickinson 66 at this hour, Tioga 68, Fargo 72, and looks like it'll be, other than Fargo, 80 and sunny pretty much everywhere today. Looks like Fargo will have a little cloudier sky, just a hair short of 80 degrees. But anyway, some of the temps. Nice day, nice weekend, perfect time to be at Medora. Medora.com is the website. The telephone number, 1-800-MEDORA-1 with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. This
year, golfing, going to the musical, going to the Pitchfork Fondue, going to the Family Fun Center, which is relatively new. We've got it all here, Medora.
Mr. Bach is actually going to give us a full report on Bully Pulpit. He'll be playing later today. I'll
give you two.
I'll tell you about the horseback trails. We're going to do a little horseback riding. Of course, we're all taken in the musical tonight and the Pitchfork Fondue, and there is a lot going on, so it's lots of fun. There's something new in Medora. This that actually started last year, but it's called the Family Fun Center. We're going to talk about that in a minute. The first call waiting to weigh in on a topic about a guest that is coming to North Dakota next week. Let's roll that and welcome your comments, too, at 800-228-0550 today on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead and roll that.
I'm calling from Grafton, North Dakota. I understand Gabrielle Giffords is coming to North Dakota soon on one of her little tours to push unconstitutional background checks that do not involve due process to revoke people's rights. Is there any possible way somebody could figure out what her schedule is when she comes to North Dakota, what city she'll be attaining or going to, so some of us can go and watch?
Well, I
need to get the word out, get everybody out there available that is against these unconstitutional bills or laws to go and stand there and do our thing. Thank you. Bye.
I know they have Mandan planned, Fargo, they're going to make an appearance, and we do have an offer to get her on the show as well to see if we can find out what exactly that agenda might be.
But we will certainly give you a chapter and verse of where and when, so you when you know when that's happening, and hopefully we'll have a interview with her. Obviously, Gabby Gifford's been through a tough situation. So, I bristle sometimes when, first of all, I disagree with everything she's going to come here and espouse, right? But it doesn't mean you don't welcome her to the stage
she
and say, let's have a dialogue.
She used to be pro-gun. I don't know if I'd like to hear her message. I know her husband actually broke, Mark, the astronaut, actually broke straw laws. Some deem him a criminal because he purchased a gun with an intent not for the purpose that he wrote on the form to purchase that gun, just to turn it in. That's a law. So some people consider him a criminal, but she used to be pro-gun prior to the incident. You know, I think the fight actually lies with mental health.
9:30 or 10 o'clock on the 3rd, which is Wednesday. We know that much at the Mandan Rodeo, and then afternoon at a gun shop in Fargo. Don't have all the details, just loose. It is Wednesday the 3rd, though, so stay tuned. We'll get you more information there. Quick call, and then our guest, huh?
John and Stanley, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just curious. You were talking about the people in Norway and what they eat, and you said they're healthier and they live a healthier lifestyle. How do we come to that conclusion?
That was a study, actually, that
I
read.
I understand that. And just because they... Do you know who Jim Fix was?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. No.
Well, he wrote the complete book on running. The guy ran all the time. There wasn't an ounce of fat on him. He looked like he didn't eat anything but twigs and gravel and grass. And he dropped dead of a heart attack at 40 years old. So just because they haven't got any extra weight on them or whatever might not mean they're having a healthier lifestyle. It might just mean that the government is forcing them to eat certain... And hey, make no mistake about it, with this new health care system we're supposed to get, they're going to be telling us whether we can have a Big Mac and how many.
Yeah, it's coming. And I also a little suspect some of those studies. There's usually agenda behind them. So, John, take your point there.
Yeah,
we have a couple minutes left as all, Steve, so we want to do a chat about the Family Fun Center here at Medora. Amanda Brinkerhoff is here. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What is the Family Fun Center?
The Family Fun Center is right outside of Medora, just down the street. And we have all kinds of stuff out there. We have a giant blob side. It's the largest blob side in the world. We have a rock wall. We have a bungee jump trampoline deal. We have this new thing called Water Wars, which is a water balloon slingshot fight. You try and hit the other person's target. If it hits their target, they get blasted with water and air.
Nice.
Sounds like fun. I want to go to that.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's a lot of fun.
And I got to reschedule my tea time today.
Obviously, kids are going to love this, but this is for anybody can play, right?
I think people that are 2 years old go down the slide, and I've seen people that are 80 years old go down the slide. So I've seen it all.
How high is the slide?
It's 40 feet.
Okay. Whoa, for a blow up? That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's really the largest one, isn't it?
It is the largest one.
All right. That sounds like fun. And are folks finding that as a nice addition to Menorah? You good attendance and everything?
Yeah, definitely. It's really nice for the afternoon when the kids get a little bit rowdy. They can just go play and parents watch. And
is it open 7 days a week?
It's open 7 days a week
and
from 12 to 6.
Noon to 6, perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
Right before you head up to the Pitchfork Fondue.
And it's just past before you go up to the musical.
Yeah, how do you get there?
Yeah, you go right, if you're going to the musical, instead of turning at that sign, you go a little bit further, you'll see the giant blow-up slide.
Like you're going into the park.
Mm-hmm. No.
The other way.
Past
the other way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Family Fun Center, new addition to all the great fun at Medora. They're always adding new things, so another reason to come out here if you haven't been before. Normal or nuts?
Whole family.
You're nuts if you haven't been to Medora.
Exactly.
Thanks, Amanda.
Of course.
Back to your calls after this time out. Don't go away.
On your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Daryl's on the line from Odor Medicine. Tell us about your product, Daryl.
Hey, good day. Today we're introducing our brand new product that we've been selling to car dealerships and environmental companies for years. It uses the power of chlorine dioxide to eliminate all types of odors, right down to pet odors, dog urine, cat urine, mouse smell. We use this basically for autos, homes, you name it. And what it'll do is you basically buy our product, go to getridofsmellnow.com.
So, Daryl, you're telling me your product doesn't mask odor, it gets rid of the odor.
Yes, what it does, it uses the power of chlorine dioxide to basically oxidize the odor molecule, and it actually eliminates the cause of the odor permanently. It does not mask it.
100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off, and free priority shipping for the first 25 orders, plus 10% off your order. GetRidOfSmellNow.com. Hurry.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof.
See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.